give you strength when you need someone strong. And I'll sit and cry with you, my dear, if need be. And I'll paint your pretty picture with a song. I will paint your pretty picture with a song. I will paint your pretty picture with a song. Tell you tale of life as I see it, and I'll paint your pretty picture with a song.
Good morning, welcome to the Sunday, June 5th, 2016 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Law itself should not compel me. I would pay a fine or undergo an imprisonment rather than write for a show and to order, perched up on a platform. We would rather from our garret go, white, dead, unto the white creator than invest our snow. Thought belonged to him who gave it, then, to him who bare its corporeal illustration. Sell the royal air in the parcel, be the merchant of the heavenly grace, but reduce no human spirit to disgrace of price. Said Charlotte Bronte, and then Emily Dickinson. Yeah, we have been struggling to regain our human spirit for millennia now, and those prophets who spoke for us don't fare so well. We got to change that. Power guys lie. It's their only skill set. All else they possess is the result of theft. They killed Prince. 6 weeks they stared at their lies. Maybe they thought they'd improve with time. Maybe they thought they'd seem less shady. Maybe they thought our questions would go away. A man with the drug they say killed him. No mention of mucus or muscles convulsing. A man just happened, say the representatives of Prince. Just happened to be needed on the scene, quick. Enter stage right, the theater set, the fabricated scene called The Death of Prince. The report doesn't even mention the estimated time of death or answer the questions we asked. Was there mucus, muscle convulsions? You say you found a drug. How much was it? 6 weeks it took to not look for mucus, to not see muscle tightening, to not say how much of the drug was supposedly in him, to not see if his face and knees were swollen, to not say whether his body, his temple, was suffused thick with mucus. The drug, it so happened, the man happened to have, the man in the elevator, the man sent for Prince. 6 weeks to lie. But truth comes quick. There was mucus. There was a lot of it. The truth says his muscles were frozen. The truth says Prince was worn down to almost nothing, like me, by EMF weaponry. So again, Department of the Navy, what you got? no such weapons being used against us, then testify to that effect, under oath if not. Why the cover-up? Why not answer our questions about EMF weapons being used on individuals under cover of lies, being used to hide a lot of scheming, a lot of would-be God dreaming on our dime, our lives lost. Freedom, truth, humanity itself, the cost. We ended our last show and noted in the previous one that there'd been no release, let alone discussion of the results of the police investigation into the death of Prince on April 21st, 2016. On Friday, I read the result of the autopsy, a very limited result, no information, with the announcement that they were still conducting or holding the results of the police investigation. While we continue to call for under oath testimony from the head of the Department of the Navy on its development and use of electromagnetic force, EMF, weaponry designed for use against individuals. And we must also appeal to the friends of Prince, those close enough to have access to the police photographs of his body. Were his cheeks swollen, distended? Do you know the results of the police investigation? These are issues that run much deeper than we'll ever see touched on by the power-fed media. I urge you to advocate for all of us and continue to pursue the exposure of the full truth.